this tree is
high and pretty.
Okay, and it's what about in football? One end of the field is one the post, you say the other teams. Okay, and then they run the in baseball there are three
bases.
Okay, and in hide and seek, what did you call the place you ran to?
The dugout. When you get through.
Okay.
Yeah, you run the first base, second, third, and on and home, and then you go to the dugout.
Okay. What about when you're little bitty children, maybe 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 out in the yard, and they're going to play a hide and go seek? Mm-hmm. That is, one of them hides their eyes, you know, and the others try to run in. What do you call that place where they run to?
I call it to the base.
Okay. what about the word goal?
Well, basketball goal.
Okay. Okay. If you throw a ball, you may ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. And you say, well, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Okay, I've been fishing for brim, but I haven't
caught him.
Okay. Let's meet up in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
Okay. And if you have somebody working for you and he's lazy and won't do anything and you finally tell him to go, if he might come back to you and say, listen, if you'll take me back again, give me a...
Another chance.
Okay. If a man is in a very good mood, you might say, well, he's in a very good
mood today.
Or another word for that, good
good humor.
Okay. If you have a man working for you and he keeps on loafing and you think you're just going to discharge him, he might say, well, I think that I'm going to what him?
Let him go. Okay. I'll fire him.
Okay. And if somebody keeps coming to the door, maybe somebody comes asking silly questions. Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I certainly will be glad to what of him.
When he go away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
and if there was something happened that he didn't know what was going on, but he tried to give the appearance that he knew it all, how would you say that? He what? He knew it all.
He dropped.
He what?
He dropped.
Okay. Would you say he made out like, or he acted like, or he pretended that he knew it all? How would you say?
Well, you could say he acted like he knowed it all.
Okay. And if a kid at school realizes that his pencil is gone, he might look up and say, who my pencil? Who what? Who?
Who stole my pencil.
Okay. And if somebody said, oh, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
thought of it.
Okay, it comes back to me.
To
now I
remembered.
Okay. And if you say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I certainly don't
remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, I wrote a letter to him a month ago and I expect to get him
nothing back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, if you ask a question, you expect a...
hear from.
Okay, if you're just sitting here talking and I might ask a question and you make an on TV there are a lot of programs that are just made up of questions and
answers.
How?
Answers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing when you write a person's name and address on an envelope? How do you say you're going to do it? Will you test somebody? Here, I've written a letter. You put it in an envelope and what the letter?
I mailed it.
Address it.